Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. Not all of you have seen the channeling before. And you might say, well, what is it actually? What happens? These are messages, dear ones, from what might be called beyond the veil. That veil is what you believe to be the truth about you, about spirit, which you call God. And it's a beautiful energy that has a message for you always. And the message is this: the human being is bigger than you think. The human being is loved by God more than you think. And that God itself is bigger than anything you've ever been told. The interesting thing about this, which is Italy, is that the consciousness of your culture and the region that you belong to knows intuitively about love, about caring. You have what I would call an innate consciousness where you care about each other. This is your culture, and it is not necessarily shared, not like this, with other cultures. If you look around the globe, and even some of the sweetest cultures that you might look at, they are perhaps compassionate, but not like you. There would be perhaps kindness to one another, but not like you. What culture is it that would greet a stranger and hug them first, perhaps even kiss them on both cheeks, and then back away and find out what their name was? This is Italian. And dear ones, I would like to tell you that this is the attribute that is so precious to spirit, to God. Of all of the things that I could tell you about that which you are, I would say that there is no veil when it comes to love. Not for you. If you take a look at that which is Italian, the world thinks of you as the lovers. Perhaps a little even more than the French. Because you have the accompanying music that is, of course, the key. There is so much that is Italian that says love. And it is to one another and to family. I speak now in a way that I want you to understand. There has been a great deal of suffering in these last months. And the suffering has been because of that which you would call the virus. This virus represents truly a stop and a restart for the planet. We have discussed this many times. But in the process of the virus starting its way in these early months, it was Italians who took such a toll. It was the Italians who felt it more than anyone at first. It seemed to race through your population, and you would look around you and say, well, I know these things happened at the origin in China, but not in Europe. Say, what is it here? Why us, you might say? Why is it that the virus seemed to focus and take so many lives, and not just any lives, they took the lives of the elders. They took the lives of our mothers and our fathers and our grandmothers and our grandfathers first. You might look to the skies and say, dear spirit, why would that take place in this fashion? Dear ones, I'll tell you, there is no why. You are not put here to suffer. Italy was not separated out for punishment. And by the way, you will hear that from those who want you to believe those kinds of things, that there's a God who punishes, there's a God who judges. I'll tell you, there's only a God who loves. What Italians do is they clump together, they hug. They come together even for dinner. They'll hug first. They'll sit down and enjoy a meal together, and then they'll hug afterwards. Because the compassion and the love, that is the greatest human attribute that you could have, means that you're all together all the time. It would have been very, very difficult, dear ones, to keep the virus away from that. So the very thing that we celebrate about you is the very thing that seemed to have taken your elders. If I could show you something, you might change your mind about being punished. I'll tell you that those who were taken from you, so many are already starting to come back. There is something for you to know. Not all of those you lost are going to come back as Italians. When I was here first, I kept telling you that Italians come back as Italians. And that is part of the system in most of the cultures, in order to be comfortable, in order for you to recognize your language when you come back and you're born into the culture and you continue with the compassion. So many that you lost are old souls, dear ones, and they're not coming back, all of them, as Italian. And I'll tell you why. This is where Italy starts the Renaissance. And the Renaissance is that which you are sharing, your Akash, with other cultures who need what you have. Imagine someone coming into one of those other cultures where they don't even allow you to smile much. And they come in with an Italian Akash. And they come out of the birth canal, and the first thing they do is smile. And they understand compassion and love, and they start to salt and pepper the cultures that need it with compassion and with love. You see, Italians, you have a job to do. And I've told you this before. What you have is priceless. Love and compassion is your lineage. This is what you know and what you practice. And you might say that so many of you were needed to be taken right now to get on with a reincarnate into other cultures that need this Italian attribute. Do you see what I'm saying? Blessed are the ones left behind in sorrow. But I want you to know this. There is reasons for these things. It's not a why. It's a congratulations that you are able to go through something where you are starting to move and put your consciousness in other places on this planet. Imagine compassion and love and hugging in an Akash that goes into places where they don't hug and they don't even smile, as I say, because they think it's a sign of weakness. Imagine what the Italian Akash can awaken in those places. This is real. And I tell you this because you need to know the reasoning, if you want to put it that way, of why so many Italians were taken so quickly. And again, the reasoning is this: we needed you to start putting the Italian Akash into so many other places, and not just Europe. There are so many places that need the Akash of those who would smile first and hug first and ask your name later. This is precious. This is beautiful. This is Italy. It is interesting, is it not, that Italy is the center of so much beauty, of creation, of art, design, of music, and also, at the same time, it's the center of one of the largest belief systems on the planet. There seems to be a dichotomy, that is, where opposites might survive. I will tell you this, that even the Vatican will begin to change. And things will happen, because they're Italian, mostly. All of this works together. That says that the compassion that you know as an Italian, and that you accept first and foremost as who you are, truly needs to be shared around this world. And this is one time where this virus has done something magnificent for this planet. There will be mourning and there will be sorrow. But at the same time, I ask you to see the light that you are creating right now. A beginning, a renaissance, not just for Italians. A renaissance of the Italian consciousness and the Italian way put into those other places that need it. This is why you came. This is why some of you are here. This place you call Italy will recover in a grander fashion, perhaps, than many other cultures. Part of the consciousness of compassion and kindness and love is to be able to rebound from difficulties and even sorrow and come shining back as an example again of a consciousness that is different, that is special, that is beautiful. That is Italy. I am Kryon, in love with humanity. And this place that you call Italy is such a wonderful example of what I have taught for 31 years, seeing the God within. God bless you, Italy. And so it is.